USA Radio News.
The family of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who was killed in Border Patrol custody is seeking answers and a transparent investigation into the girl's death. The family was trying to sneak into the country illegally when they were detained by Border Patrol agents. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tells Fox News what she knows about this case.
What happened here was they were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation.
On Saturday, President Trump took part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. The president made an unscheduled stop as volunteers placed wreaths at the graves of America's fallen heroes. This was the 27th annual Wreaths Across America event, which honors veterans during the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The Library of Congress National Film Registry adds more classic films. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As the registry turns 30, among the 25 films added this year, the 1968 documentary Monterey Pop. Also 1964's My Fair Lady, The Shining, featuring Jack Nicholson's terrifying performance.
Here's Johnny!
Disney's animated feature Cinderella, 1993's Jurassic Park, and 1987's Broadcast News.
He personifies everything that you've been fighting against. And I'm in love with you.
How do you like that? I buried the lead.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in Paris say they've made about 100 arrests as thousands of protesters staged a fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
How can folks in Hollywood unite us instead of dividing us? Well, one person we can look to as an example of someone who did that was actually Aretha Franklin. Meredith Oakes is an entertainment writer. She also has a new book out titled Aretha, The Queen of Soul, A Life in Photographs. In that book, one of the things she discusses is how Franklin was very much into politics, but united the country.
There are these people who are able to rise above the political fracas, even though she was very involved in politics from the beginning. She was, her father was best friends with Martin Luther King, and organized the Detroit March, where King gave his speech, his I Have a Dream speech. He gave it a few different places in various forms, but that was like the final draft before he went and did it, the following, in a couple weeks, the famous one. So she's involved in civil rights from the time she's a kid, and she was openly political, and she performed at the inaugurations and inaugural events of three Democratic presidents, and yet it was George W. Bush who gave her the Medal of Freedom, and she graciously accepted it. She was that kind of person. I mean, there have been other celebrities who said, nah, you know, I think I'll wait till there's another president before I get mine. But that wasn't her. She really, truly put country above party. And there is this underlying faith about her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.